You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Good Thursday morning to you. Life out of the fire hose right now. Anyway, good Wednesday morning to you. You know, you watch the events of the world, and honestly, you know, you just shake your head. Starts last week when you have that story written about the president instructed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress. So that comes out. And then you see something that you rarely see, and that is the office of the special prosecutor. He feels it's so out of line that they make a statement on like Friday night. And so you look at the media, you know, right? And you're like, how do you get it so wrong, right? How do you get it that wrong where somebody has to come out and say, this is totally wrong? And so that's the first incident. Then the next one we get is the whole Kentucky high school kids, you know, this guy's a Vietnam veteran, Native American, and this snarky-ass white kid with a MAGA hat on, you know, white privilege, arrogant, racist, right? And then somebody shows the rest of the video. And, I mean, that kid, that school, his family, all of it, they got hammered all weekend long. The high school even came out and apologized, issued a statement apologizing for their behavior. Yeah, ready, aim. Oh, that's not how we do it anymore. Right. Ready, shoot. Or I think now it's even shoot, ready, aim. Right? It's probably more like shoot, well, fuck the rest of it. We already shot. That's the way it goes now. And it's stunning to watch. And then all of a sudden you see the rest of the video. And again, I just, like, this goes on, it seems like, every week. And then we have the President of the United States and the Speaker of the House. And that little confrontation. For the first time in American history, the State of the Union message is canceled. The first time in American history. You know, when Donald Trump got elected, there were people that boycotted his inauguration. Not my president. You know, and I said at the time, that is wrong as wrong can be. Because the way this nation works is we have elections. And you have to respect the election. Whether he's your guy or he's not your guy. The way this democracy has always worked is that we bind together, and as Americans, we go forward. That's the way it works. There'll be another election, you'll get another crack at it, and so will the American people. So, when does it stop? And the answer is it's not going to. It's only going to get worse. And it's just as pathetic could be. You have a media that doesn't write the truth and doesn't care about the truth. Yeah, that's what's crazy. The only time they care about the truth is when somebody calls them out for their fabrications. And, you know, don't worry about it. News cycle, you know, every 24 hours, every 7 hours, whatever the hell it is. And so it's just, but when you watch it, it's stunning. It's stunning. On both those fronts. And so, to me, it's going to be interesting because younger people that have got elected to Congress and who Nancy Pelosi, you know, courted to retain her speakership, evidently with great concern on their part. Hey, we've got an earful from the people that elected us. They're sick of this shit. And now, the first thing that happens after they take their oath of office and they get their office is they're standing behind her playing the same stupid games that we always play. So, how long is that gonna, I'm curious, how long will that last? You know, and look, Donald Trump's his own village idiot at times, right? But the question is security of our southern border. The politics is we cannot allow him to put both of his arms up in the air and say, I got my money for the wall. We can't have that. So in spite of anything that the Republicans would put on the table, it's we can't give Trump a victory. And the process is, hey, we all know that there needs to be better security on our southern border. We know that. And that has to happen in order for us to tackle the other immigration issues. Okay? So you need better security on the border, and then once you have that, and we know we're not going to do this again, then we begin to get after the rest of it. Right? And it's all going to have to be a series of compromises. It is not going to be anybody's way. Ann Coulter, or I don't give a, or your greatest amnesty advocate. It ain't going to be that way. It's going to be in the middle, right? And everybody's going to be pissed. And that's our democracy. That is our democracy. So, good morning to you. Yeah, it's pretty, in my opinion, it's pretty pathetic, right? I mean, the people that bring you the news so that you can evaluate things, you can make decisions, they're horrible. They're horrible. Any kind of journalistic ethics that used to be in place, you know, largely, you know, I think, has been cast aside in favor of clicks and getting a big story and getting a big splash. And I wish there was evidence that would tell me something else, but as far as I'm concerned, there is none. So it's pretty pathetic. And then, I mean, honestly, our politicians, God Almighty, it's horrible to watch this crap on a daily basis. Somebody make it stop, right? And Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi, right, they're going to do the dance of death. The other thing is, like, I was watching a story that said, like, what is that girl, Octavio Perez? She's on everywhere, right? I don't even think she sleeps, man. She's, like, on TV all the time. Every time I turn around, there's video of her doing something else. So she is, right, she's all over the place. Anyway, she's been appointed to the Oversight Committee of, you know, the House Oversight Committee that deals with finances. Look, as long as Congress is split, nothing's going to happen. And the story was like, you know, Wall Street put on notice. Look, about as much as they can do is hold a hearing because they don't control the Senate. So, again, it's all. I don't know. It's just depressing to, that's why I have reduced sharply how much I pay attention to, I would say, news flash organizations. If the AP puts something up, I'll take a look at it. If Reuters puts something up, I'll take a look at it. Other than that, there's a monitor on in my house in case that has news on it. You know, in case something explodes around the world, like Venezuela. But other than that, I hit the mute button. I think there's only so much of that you can take in high definition. The daily craziness, and that's what it is. It's the craziest stories that come through that pipeline. So my advice is to unplug from it. Do good things. Become a disciple of post-traumatic winning. Let me read you an email that I got. This, like, I get this stuff now. I mean, at various points in my life, it's been cool to be me, and then it's not been cool to be me. Okay? So I got this yesterday. Hey, Mac. I subscribe to post-traumatic winning, and your message has landed with a thud. He's a listener, right? It rings loud and clear and echoes in the tune with how my father, a lieutenant colonel, raised me. But there's some of us, including myself, that struggle. I have a great job now, and that's why I couldn't make it down to Mankato. But compared to the Corps where we worked alongside future and now current heroes, this job will never amount to anything important. Just a stupid sergeant that served enlisted as a combat engineer, corporal, then did some time in the reserves, 0311, sergeant. I live in Minnesota, so I figured you used to be close by and could put me in touch with a group that leads. And by the way, the gunner knows his shit. TNT, dynamite, C4, RDX, PETN. His references were on point. Yeah, there you have it, from Eric. I get those all the time. So it's pretty cool to be me right now. Like I said, sometimes it has not been. Now it is. We'll see how long that lasts. All right. So let me tell you what we're going to do on the show. What we're going to do on the show today is Sergeant Major 10th Marine supposed to join us. But he sent me a ominous email. He said, I have to go down and see the, like, people that will approve this interview. I said, well, you're Sergeant Major. CO-28 was on. CG of your division's on. So let me know. And you just like, this is, you know, when Mike gets irritated with stuff, it's stuff like this. Because the pinheads have to have their say. Because a sergeant major in the Marine Corps doesn't have enough sense to what? Right? We have to supervise that guy? And some pinhead PAO is going to like, no, I don't know, it's irritating. It's irritating. What are they going to say? No, you can't talk. Please. All right, anyway, don't get me going with the PAOs. They irritate me. The ministers of propaganda. The United States Marine Corps band makes it official this morning. Hope you're having a good day. Good morning to you. This is dedicated to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and the President of the United States. Hey, you know, the rest of us boys and girls are out here waiting for you to do what we elected you to do. And that is to work in the best interests of the American people. And that means you both have to compromise. Okay? So that's how our systems worked. That's how it's always worked. And we'd appreciate if you could get your shit together to figure out a way to secure our southern border and to do whatever other compromise you need to do, because Americans think that's an important thing. And then we need to put people that are missing paychecks back to work, and you not talking about it, you know, he needs to open up the government, then we'll talk. This is so stupid. So this is dedicated to you two pinheads. As a reminder that the rest of us are real people out here living real lives. And you got elected to do real business, not to play bullshit reindeer games. So this is dedicated to you two in the hopes that you will remember what it is to serve the people of the United States and not play celebrity shithead games.
Our flag is on the ground. You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, you know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man. But I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
We'll check the weather here in see how we're doing in Marineland. Holy smokes, man. Raining in 60 in Quantico. Got hot. It's raining in 63 at Camp Lejeune. Sunny and 39 in Granbury, Texas. 29 Palms, sunny and 45. Camp Pendleton, cloudy and 37. What in the hell? Actually, it's cold. In Okinawa, Japan, it is dark, clear, and 56. In the Al-Anbar province of Iraq, it is dark, clear, and 57. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is clear, dark, and 46. At the home of Al Marine Radio, it is 46 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. However, looking for a high of 74 degrees today. So, don't touch that dial. More of Al Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the ReadBoard page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I want to walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and so be made. I want to drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach.
more people, what, five people shot? In at a bank in Florida. So can't wait to hear that idiot story. Let me guess. He's alienated. He's an idiot. Took a gun to a bank and shoots five people. The question is, how many red flags did people see all over the place and nobody did anything? Because his right to be free and have guns and menace people trumps your right to be safe. Yeah, I can't wait to hear that idiot story. Oh, Mac, you're so judgmental. You're so black and white. No, I just don't. I don't think that your right to be an idiot should trump my right to be free and safe. So go be an idiot someplace else. You want to act like this? Then why don't we just take like New Mexico, southern New Mexico, okay? Because northern New Mexico is beautiful. Let's take some patch and we'll just fence it off, right? And we'll throw them in there. We'll throw them in there. Just go away. If you do this, this, and this, sorry, man. Can't use you. You can have an opinion. We expect you to express it articulately, right? In a measured way. You want to act like a crazy person? We're going to send you to the state of... I don't know. We'll have to think of a name for it. We could call it American Australia. Yeah, that's what the Brits did. They just shipped them all to Australia. Let them fight it out down there, eh? This is stupid. All right, we'll talk about it. And the news is not any better either today. The news sucks today, just for the record. Marine sergeant at the School of Infantry at Camp Pendleton charged with the murder of a 17-month-old girl. Taken into custody by police in Orange, California. Sergeant's name is Christopher D. Riccio. On January 5, 2019, the defendant is accused of murdering 17-month-old Jane Doe in the city of Orange by causing blunt force trauma to the victim's head. Local news station KTLA 5 reported that the infant was the daughter of Riccio's girlfriend and the injuries occurred in an apartment in Orange, California. He's in police custody. Unbelievable. You know, there's certain things that happen in life that you can say, you know what? I mean, I'm not going to judge people. I'm not going to judge people because, you know, I've done stuff like that, right? And in particular, you're talking about, you know, leaving kids in cars and things like that and reading the stories of, you know, a grandfather who didn't normally take his grandson to work or drop him off at daycare, got in the car, starts driving. He forgets that the kid's in the back seat of the car because he drives this way every day, doesn't take him to daycare, goes into work, and the kid dies in the car, blah, 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 blah. Now, and, you know, everybody goes shithouse crazy. But as a parent, I'd be lying to you if I told you that, you know, I didn't walk away with the iron plugged in on the ironing board with a little kid in the vicinity because I got a phone call and then wasn't paying complete attention and then turned around and went, oh, shit. Is that the same thing? Just the impact is different. I was lucky and they weren't, you know. One of our kids could have kind of toddled by and grabbed the iron and pulled it on top of him or something stupid. And so I'm not too quick to judge stuff like that. Or, you know, how many of us have grabbed, you know, when you take your kid out of the bathtub and they've got soap all over them and they're slippery? Yes, they're slimy little critters. And you pick them up and you go to, like, shift them in your arms and they slip and they slide like poosh. Right? And you're like, oh, my God, what did I just do? But, I mean, I think we've all done things like that. So, but there's other things that you look at, like, are you kidding me? And the thing I don't understand about child abuse and things like that is, you know, when you have a kid, the kid looks like you, right? I mean, they're little. I just saw a picture of me holding John, probably at the hospital right after he was born, right? And then you can tell I'm like geeked. Here's my son. This is like my first kid. Like, holy shit. I am now a D-A-D. And how does that turn into such rage that you wind up causing blunt force trauma because you're pissed because the baby's crying? Or whatever? I don't know. Things that you never understand. Next headline. You know, and this is an issue that, you know, we're not supposed to talk about in the Marine Corps or in the DOD because it ain't going there. Okay? It is tantamount to, in my opinion, kind of Jim Crow law. Okay? And that is women in the military draft or dump the system altogether. A new report looks at radical options. First of all, how is it right that women don't have to register for the draft? Either we're in or we're out, right? And let me tell you the reality of that. The reality of that is that women, voters, would say not only no, but hell no. I don't want to register for the draft. What is that? Okay. If they're not going to register for the draft, you can't do this a la carte. You're either in or you're out. Okay? So, if you want to be in, you got to be all in. You can't just kind of sort of be in. Right? Like the pig and the chicken relative to breakfast. The chicken's involved. The pig is committed. Okay? Yeah. So, oh, well, we want to be here and here and here, but, oh, yeah, we don't want, no, that, not that. Like, come on. Either you're in or you're out. We're all the same or we're not all the same. And if we're not all the same, then where do we start drawing lines? Let me tell you, let's draw the first line. There is no two standards. There's one standard. It's the male standard. If you can meet it, fine. If you can't meet it, then go away. Okay? How about that? How about reality? What is real? Oh, Mac, no, don't go there. We're women, we're not men. Whoa, we don't care. Combat has one standard, and it skews to the male gender. Sorry about that, but that's the way it is. Okay? Either meet the requirements or go away. Right? You're not going to boutique this thing. I'll take that with a little bit of that. No, that's not the way it is. You're in or you're out. One standard, so... But you know what? That's not the agenda of powerful senators like Kristen Gillibrand on the Senate Armed Service Committee. It is a la carte. Don't ask us to be consistent. How dare you? Anyway, the Selective Service System could start including women in its list for possible future military drafts in the next few years. Or it could also start using those lists to help fine-tune military recruitment by identifying highly skilled high schoolers interested in public service. Or it could disband altogether, abandoning any procedure for involuntary military service in the future. Along with including women in the draft rolls, and then dash, a polarizing topic which lawmakers specifically formed the commission to explore. The report includes a number of proposals to expand the scope of national service opportunities for all Americans. Among the ideas, local volunteer opportunities in high schools, simplifying the process for applying for federal jobs, better promoting, blah, 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 blah. But here's the deal. The bottom line is our Congress does not have the spine to say national service is a good thing. Right? We believe all Americans should do it. Here's how we want to do this. They would never do that because it'll cost them their job. All right. Cover that story later. I thought there was one other story I wanted to get to. Lawyer, former Marine held in Russia on suspicion of espionage, did not know he had classified documents. Okay, let me just give everybody some travel advice. When you're traveling in Russia and somebody walks up to you and says, hey, comrade, will you hold on to this floppy drive? Let me give you the answer. No. Okay, the answer to that is no. Say again, no. Now all of a sudden, everybody got stupid. All right, top five stories in Early Bird. Email. I think the selective servicing is a joke. I've been waiting for this. But God forbid anybody dumps a little truth serum, as you call it, on the discussion, Mac. Women are allowed to hold themselves to a different standard. They can pick and choose, and that's simply the way it is. It's their world. Welcome to it. I'm not sure what to say. The effect of women on the military is huge, right? Many would argue that it is defanging the military. It is turning it into such a civilian organization full of rights that it's not a fighting organization anymore. It's a social organization. And that's not a good thing. And let me tell you, the stuff that went on the Fitzgerald gives you... Could that have been anybody? Probably. But it wouldn't. Headline, speaking of the Fitzgerald, how the court-martial against the Fitzgerald's former CO was thrown into disarray this week, right? This is Commander Bryce Benson, who commanded the USS Fitzgerald the night that it ran into the ACX Crystal. The trial was tossed into disarray on Tuesday when a military judge ruled that the admiral who brought the charges against Commander Benson failed to remain neutral in the case. For now, the decision scraps charges brought against Benson last year because the four-star disqualified himself as a convening authority with his improper referral. Judge Captain Jonathan Stevens wrote in his opinion, the Navy is reviewing the court's ruling and assessing legal options, Service Spokesman Lieutenant Commander Daniel Day said in an email to Navy Times, all future actions will be in the best interest of justice. Ooh. The flag at fault is Admiral James F. Caldwell, the head of the Navy's nuclear propulsion program, and a staffer under Chief of Naval Operations John Richardson, a fellow submariner. CNO named him as the Consolidated Disposition Authority, or CDA, to met out discipline for both the Fitzgerald and the John McCain collisions. In In the ruling, Judge Stevens indicated that Caldwell's problems began during the administrative disciplinary hearing on January 25th, targeting Benson's XO and Command Master Chief Baldwin. During those non-judicial punishment proceedings and a hearing involving an unnamed third FITS officer, Caldwell asked questions designed to gather evidence against Benson, Stevens determined. That shifted Caldwell from a neutral arbiter of facts into the role of an accuser. Admiral Caldwell asked specific questions about Benson, at least two of which were at the behest of trial counsel. It was a problem Caldwell could have sidestepped had he simply completed the NJP hearings without asking the highlighted questions about Benson. Caldwell ran afoul a second time because of a hearing he oversaw last March against Captain Jeffrey Bennett, the former Commodore of DESRON 15, according to the ruling. The Admiral stated that Benson and the McCain's ex-commanding officer, Commander Alfredo Sanchez, quote, were directly responsible for and could have prevented the collisions, Stevens found. Had Caldwell never mentioned Benson's alleged culpability, there would be no issue. But his pronouncement of the accused guilt further demonstrates that he had assumed a prosecutorial role in the case. Caldwell did not respond when Navy Times sought a comment from him. Retired Navy Captain Lawrence Brennan, an instructor at Fordham University Law School, told Navy Times on Thursday that the military must name a new convening authority, but that's complicated by a motion filed by Henderson that alleges Admiral Richardson and his deputy, Vice CNO Admiral Bill Moran, committed unlawful command influence against Benson. Dubbed the mortal enemy of justice, undue command influence occurs when superiors utter words or take actions to taint the outcome of court-martials. I think it's very hard for people to when such polarizing events happen. And to me, the conduct of Commander Benson is so horrible. Right, but the role of the convening authority is to shut their mouths. They see all that evidence, right, and they work with prosecutors, and right, and in this military system of justice we have, and they have to be very careful of the things that they say in public forums. Right, when we're doing this stuff, lest it lead to this. So pretty unbelievable. Right? And again, another not uncommon. Okay. Not uncommon. Next story. Top five stories in early bird. Tribal elder in viral standoff video was not a Vietnam veteran's military record show. A Native American tribal elder who became the focus of a viral social media controversy over the weekend is not a Vietnam veteran. The U.S. Marine Corps confirmed on Wednesday. Nathan Phillips, 64, spent 4 years in the Marine Corps, left in 1976 with the rank of private or E1. The Marine Corps said, providing his personal releasable information. Okay, just for the uninitiated, when you spend 4 years in the Marine Corps and leave as a private, that's normally an indication that something went wrong. Previously identified as Nathan R. Stannard, Phillips was thrust in the national spotlight because of the standoff over the weekend with students from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky. He never deployed, but served as a refrigerator technician and an anti-tank missileman. He was awarded the National Service Defense Medal, the record show. If that's all you got, something did go wrong. In past media interviews, he has been described as a veteran of the Vietnam War, and he had previously described himself as a recon ranger who had served during Vietnam times. A recon ranger? I think the only time I've ever heard that is in a song, right? Is that where I heard that? A recon ranger? Is there a song about that that we sing when we run? That's his level of knowledge relative to the military? That's what you could come up with? Just stupid. The other story that's obviously making big waves is kind of a two-headed story. One is Venezuela's crisis. Maduro cuts ties with the U.S. after it recognizes the opposition leader. So this is big stuff in Latin America, right? Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has broken off relations with the United States after it recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the interim president. Mr. Maduro gave U.S. diplomats 72 hours to leave the country, but the U.S. said the former president no longer had the authority to order them out. Ruh-roh. The U.S. has urged the military to back Mr. Guaido, but so far it has remained loyal to Mr. Maduro. Interestingly enough, guess who chimed in on this today? The Russians warned the United States, hey, don't do anything. Yeah, don't do anything crazy. We will be watching. Oh, you mean anything crazy like send our military to the border, have them take off all their rank insignia, and then go inside the other country and start doing shit, deny that it's our military, and then attempt to take over the country? All right. Russia official warns Trump administration against military intervention in Venezuela. Right? Remember, Russia. Right? With the size of an economy of Canada. A senior Russian official on Thursday warned the Trump administration against military intervention in Venezuela, saying it would create a catastrophic scenario in the region. We warn against this, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov said in an interview with International Affairs magazine, a Russian media outlet. We believe that this would be a catastrophic scenario that would shake the foundations of the development model we see in Latin America. What, Venezuela on its ass? The Russians, man. Have another drink of vodka and go away already, man. What a joke. What a clown show. Really? You got, you know, the combination of Dr. Evil and James Bond personified and Vladimir Putin rolling around threatening everybody. And he's got Canada's economy. I mean, talk about a hoax. Talk about fake news. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump recognized Juan Guaido, head of Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly, as the country's interim president, saying Nicolas Maduro is not the country's legitimate leader. Oops. The people of Venezuela have courageously spoken out against Maduro and his regime and demanded freedom and the rule of law, Trump said Wednesday, in recognizing Guaido as the country's legitimate leader. Maduro responded by cutting off diplomatic relations with the United States. So, Secretary of Staff Mike Pompeo said the U.S. Embassy staff would remain in Venezuela at the invitation of Guaido. Whoa. Canada has also declared its support for Guaido as Venezuela's leader. But Russia, look, Russia, man, we don't see that as our development model. Well, what do you see as your developmental model? right, going in and annexing the Ukraine like you did, like you did the Crimea? Oh, how dare you bring that up? How dare you bring that up? Well, come on. Like, I mean, Russia is such a joke. It's absolutely, positively a joke. All right. There was one more story I wanted to get to. You always hear about the Taliban doing great things. The government of Afghanistan is crowing about. Afghan spy agency says it kills Taliban mastermind of a deadly attack. If you pay attention to the news, especially out of places like Afghanistan and Iraq, you saw like a building in the snow, right? And part of it was pancaked, blah, 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 right? So here's what they say. Afghanistan's main spy agency said on Wednesday it had killed the Taliban commander behind a deadly attack on one of its bases last week and vowed to hunt down and kill the rest of those involved. I like that. The National Director of Security, NDS, said the Taliban commander identified as Noman is no moth. They didn't say that. I put that in there. Was killed in an airstrike on Tuesday night. The agency said he was the mastermind of the Monday attack. 36 people were killed, 58 wounded. Other officials said the casualty toll was higher. You know, here's what I don't understand about this. These are kind of remote outposts. Do they not have a radio? Do they not have a cell phone? Do they somehow How do they not get some kind of aviation platform when they see these guys looming on the horizon? That normally takes minutes. So I don't get how these things happen. Somebody would have to explain them to me. So I don't know. Maybe I could find somebody. You know, I should call Jeff Kenney and ask. He does advisor shit. How does this happen? Right? It's like these outposts are like you're in the outpost. All of a sudden, you see dust trails. You normally can see for a long ways, and you get on the phone and you yell help. There's a whole long line of dust trails headed this way. We need somebody to kill these people, right? Americans, we're happy to do that. We'll fly in support of that shit. I mean, we see this all the time in remote areas. There's an email entitled Recon Ranger. Oh, yeah, that's the song. Okay, so here's the song. It's a running song. I want to be a Recon Ranger. I want to live the life of danger. I want to cut off all my hair. Yeah, that's the song. It's Mensa stuff. Okay? So after 4 years, right, working hard, right, attain the rank of private. Wait a minute, Mac. That's the rank that you come in with. Exactly. So that would make him clown, bro. Guy's a straight up clown, right? And so he's What else has he fabricated? Start flipping over the rocks, and you can find out too. So, all right, don't touch that dial. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a Marine. Sergeant Major, his name is Jake Reef. He was at the post-traumatic winning thing. So we're going to talk. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a little bit about the aftermath of that. So don't touch that dial. He's an impressive guy, and you'll enjoy meeting him today, Thursday, on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior. Go ahead and say it. Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my commanding unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.